So this week in the media, we were just kind of watching and seeing what was happening. And actually, it was the it's Bill Maher's show that kind of caught our attention this week. The Real Clear Politics video, where there was a Bill Maher interaction between Sam Harris and Ben Affleck that was very interesting.
Right. And it seemed like it was Sam Harris and Bill Maher on one side, and Ben Affleck and Nicholas Kristof, who's a Pulitzer Prize-winning writer. I didn't know that, but
He runs an op-ed piece for the New York Times. He's right. Often writing about Islam, Christianity, and I usually appreciate the things that he brings to the table. He's a sharp guy, and this interview that goes on is really. It encompasses the whole show because we have the Boom Goes the Dynamite session.
Yeah,
section.
Definitely.
It's in here. There is a couple opportunities here where there's someone drops the bombshell on Muslims, and Ben Affleck the whole time is just, you can see he's stirring with frustration.
He is angry.
Yeah, he almost chewed his finger off. He was so frustrated. Right. And I can understand why.
Yeah. And so this is basically the rundown. Harris and Maher seem to be coming, actually just to bring this whole thing, introduce this whole topic. He's basically saying that liberals have really dropped the ball on the topic of theocracy, right? So they're willing to fight for the feminist movement in the U.S., the gay rights movement, minorities, so on and so forth. But when it comes to Islam, he's saying that the liberals aren't facing up to the real issues, which are the things that they're seeing, these atrocities like ISIS, beheadings, killing Muslims that convert, so on and so forth. So he's saying that because they're minorities, liberals are afraid to touch them.
Yeah, it was interesting. He was actually saying in some sense that he really wants them to take more of the approach of criticizing the ideas of Islam, but they're too afraid because they are a minority in this country, and that they shouldn't criticize minority views. And his idea was that we really should be more critical of Islam. And Bill Maher, of course, was on his side that we should be more critical. And Ben Affleck kind of snaps a little bit.
Not a little.
Well, let's look at some of the things that were said specifically.
Yeah, what Maher was coming at it was, and listen, I don't think he meant this, but what he kind of came across as, let's bunch all of Islam together and say that these are they're all bad. They're bad ideas. Harris, it was interesting, is that he was saying at the core of Islam was actually violence. So that if you are a true Muslim, if you were true Muslim, then you would by nature be violent.
Yeah. And he didn't actually say it specifically, but the way he presented his argument was he talked about concentric circles. So let's say at the center of the circle, you have the radicals, and maybe that's a smaller circle.
Right.
And then at the next layer, you have maybe not people that are radical and willing to fight and kill in the name of Islam, but you have people that are wanting to kill those that maybe leave Islam. And then at the next circle, you have the people that just want to live a peaceful life and what he would call nominal Muslims. But by making those concentric circles, what he's basically arguing for is at the core, at the center of the belief system are the radicals.
Right.
And then it works its way out. And by the time you get to a peaceful moderate, what I would say is the majority Muslim world, what he's saying is, well, they don't really hold their faith in such a way that they would act based on their doctrines and beliefs. And that's where I take issue.
Right. He's basically saying that they're not serious about their faith.
Exactly.
Here's the quote. Let me just give you what you want. This is Harris speaking. There are hundreds of millions of Muslims who are nominal Muslims who don't take the faith seriously.
There you go.
Who don't want to kill apostates, who are horrified by ISIS, and we need to defend these people, prop them up, and let them reform their faith. So it sounds like what he's saying is that in order for reformation to happen in their faith is that these Muslims, these nominal Muslims, have to basically propagate a less serious faith about Islam.
It's really ironic. I mean, to say that the reformation of Islam is going to come through people that don't take the faith serious seems like an oxymoron to
right.
say that we need a bunch of people that don't take the faith serious in order to be the ones to reform it.
Right. So tell me, I mean, you obviously know way more than I do, but is the core of Islam violent?
No, I don't think that there is a true core of Islam. I think that you have to look at it as a spectrum. And on one end of the spectrum, you have 15 to 20% of your Muslim world that is more of a radical leaning. And that's a large number. It's not to be minimized. But on the other end of the spectrum, you have another 15 to 20% that are the reformers. And I would say that the reformers are not the nominal Muslims. They are the ones that are looking at the text, challenging some of the older ways of viewing the text, challenging some of the commentaries, challenging some of the rulings of the different schools of law, and saying that we need a reform. And then in the middle, right, you have that 60 to 70% that is going to be your moderate Muslim majority. And both of those two groups, the 15 to 20% on either side of that spectrum, are fighting for that moderate majority.
To get them off the fence.
Yeah, they want them on their side.
Right. And so, Where would Sam Harris, because early on in the interview he says that he's very well educated, or maybe he just says well educated, on Islam.
Well, that was the thing. Ben Affleck challenges him and says, "So are you? You know, do you know? Are you the one who can speak for all of Islam, the 1.6 billion people in the world, who gives the codified, you know, doctrines of Islam?" And Sam Harris's response is, "Well, I am well educated on this." And I thought, well, there's a little bit of an appeal to authority there, just to say that he's well educated on this. He is certainly a brilliant man. I'm not questioning his intellect, but to say that he's well educated on Islam might be a bit of a stretch.
And he didn't answer the question.
No, the answer is no.
Yeah. No, he is not.
He's not. I mean, he isn't. And for instance, we had 120 Islamic scholars who are the codified representatives of the Muslim world.
Right.
Those 120 scholars recently published an open letter to ISIS telling them how what they were doing was un-Islamic. And so I find it strange that Sam Harris would argue that the radicals have it right when he's looking at the Islamic scholars, those who do speak for Islam, meaning the consensus of the Islamic scholars, in saying that they don't have it right, the radicals have it right. That seems very bizarre to me, but I do think he has an agenda, and his agenda is based on his kind of underlying presupposition that religion in and of itself is a bad thing.
Right. You might know Sam Harris from his book, A Letter to a Christian Nation, which basically just rips down Christianity, but his arguments I've always found were weak, strawman type arguments. That aren't robust at all. So I don't know. I just kind of felt like when he kind of came in this Bill Maher talk show, that he was going to come from a slant of anti-religion, seeing all religion as unviable. Is it in or on? Unviable. Not viable.
There you go. Not viable.
So yeah. So where would he get this idea from? Back to that question. Where would he get this idea that Islam is violent by nature, and that if you're a faithful follower of Allah, that you're going to be violent as well?
Well, I think it comes back to that idea of how is he interpreting the Quran? I mean, for instance, he brings up the law of apostasy. And he brings up some Pew Research work that's been done on the law of apostasy. Pew has done an excellent job surveying the Muslim world, asking them, do you agree with the law of apostasy? Do you agree with Sharia law? Do you think Sharia law should be in different countries? And what you'll see through the interviews is there are some countries that are certainly concerning, I think, depending on the type of Sharia they're talking about. But there are other countries. One in particular that I was looking at was Indonesia, and it's by no means a majority consensus on the law of apostasy or Sharia, and that's the largest Muslim country in the world. So to generalize that Islam in and of itself is going to produce a radical person if they take their faith seriously is ridiculous, in my opinion.